Welcome to the latest BU News podcast. I'm Emma Ray. Coming up on the programme, find out more about an innovative student invention known as the Melody Maker that's made its mark in the media school. And we'll also hear from Professor John Fletcher about his research into tourism in Egypt. But first, delegates from 39 universities visited the new Kimmeridge House complex last week for a HEFCE-supported event outlining important changes to research funding. The Research Excellence Framework, or REF as it's known, includes an assessment of impact. As Chris Taylor from HEFCE explained, REF will provide accountability for public investment in research and demonstrate its benefits. Some prevalent themes emerging from the pilot were the importance of a demonstrable chain of evidence from impact claim through to outcome, high quality research, and fostering the crucial relationship between academic and user. In other news, students from the media school showcased their innovative projects at a new event called Launch last week. Final years from production courses presented their work to industry practitioners, peers and academics and have gained jobs as a result. The interactive media cohort's work was particularly inspiring, and here are some of the students themselves describing their creations.
My name is Peter Gibbons. I have created an installation piece which is an interactive floor called Melody. It is designed for teachers to use with children to help them teach music for levels key stage 1 and 2. So the kids can stand on the piano and play all the different keys, learn about chords, learn about sheet music, and play as many different instruments as they'd like.
My name's Fran Pugh. I've developed an interactive art installation which is kind of like opposite to dancing to music. The music's forming to your dance. Also has a fluid dynamic graphic added, so it looks kind of smoky, like a nightclub graphic. It's taken me a year to write it. I'm really, really proud of it. It's turned out really well.
I'm Steve Coates. It's called TouchTune. It's a new music making tool using a new technology called HTML5 and bases it on the canvas element of that. It calls in the audio from a new Firefox audio API, and it's basically a music making tool to be able to create music, interact with visuals, and just hopefully be quite an immersive experience.
My name is Ellen Burns. My project is OBook, which stands for Open Book. It's an interactive narrative online which allows users to go on and create stories within genres and get their friends and family to join in, or people around the world to develop stories. They can add threads where they like and comment where they like and download it as a PDF at the end as well, so they're a published author.
Visiting Professor Anthony Lilly gave a keynote lecture at Launch, giving his thoughts on storytelling in the 21st century. As a BAFTA and Peabody winner, who's also worked on high-profile projects such as Top Gear, Doctor Who and Spooks, Professor Lilly's input was invaluable for budding media practitioners. Here he talks more about storytelling and BU students.
We're in an interesting moment where there's a sort of combination of needing eternal sort of skills, storytelling, writing, and to understand what's happening in the world of social media and Facebook and games and Twitter, and how you might learn some things that are beneficial by thinking about the new stuff and some things that are beneficial by thinking about the sort of established traditional stuff, and how, in fact, the generation that is our students are the first generation to be going out into the professional world with both of those choices in front of them. It's exciting. If you're in your 20s today, you're going into a world which is a great combination of traditional and fantastic new technologies. It's a really good opportunity for them.
BU has been acknowledged as one of the country's most environmentally friendly universities after being awarded a prestigious Gold Award by the National Eco Campus Scheme for Higher Education. This is in recognition of our environmental training, communication, documentation, operational control and emergency preparedness in practice. Areas measured under the scheme include carbon and energy management, waste management, green travel, water consumption, sustainable construction and biodiversity management. In other news, Professor Rudy Goslin gave a compelling inaugural lecture last month entitled A Fish Tale, World Preservation and You. Rudy spoke passionately about fish biodiversity, water ecology, and the impact it will have on our future. And the final lecture in this BU series comes from Professor of Radio, Sean Street. Saving the Sound, Spreading the Word takes place on the 8th of June at 5 p.m. You can register by following the link on this page. Professor John Fletcher in the School of Tourism has been carrying out extensive research into tourist perceptions of the Middle East. Caroline Farwell went to find out more.
Professor Fletcher and Dr. Yugani Morakabati have been surveying the public's perceptions of countries in the Middle East over the past year. This was before the onset of regime change and government suppression in the area. One of their key findings is that unrest surrounding the fall of President Mubarak has not diminished the attraction of Egypt as a tourist destination.
Tourists are reputed to paint the geography with a broad brush. Americans more than anybody else. If something happens in Libya, say, then the whole of the Mediterranean is deemed to be unsafe. The British tend to have a much greater tolerance of risk, a more gung-ho. You would expect, given what's happened in Egypt, that Egypt would have been a country that would have also suffered. But the dip in confidence has been very small.
So why aren't tourists put off by events in Egypt?
One of the reasons that we suspect Egypt has survived so well in the minds and perceptions of people is that it's a long-standing tourism destination, and it takes a long time to build that sort of confidence up. If you look at Iran, then Iran was a very popular tourism destination before the revolution. That had survived a whole host of events up until the revolution. Since the revolution, people's image of Iran has been quite black, and it's not seen as a welcoming destination to go to. But countries like Jordan are suffering because Jordan, which has got some rich heritage, tourists are concerned about Jordan because it doesn't have a long-standing pedigree of tourism activity.
But other countries in the region have not fared so well. Afghanistan, Iraq, Iran, Libya and Palestine were all classed as destinations tourists would definitely not travel to.
Libya as a destination has a huge amount to offer. I was there in October of last year. It's just so tragic that the country has gone into such a drastic meltdown, and I don't see Libya recovering in the short term, and has all the hallmarks of becoming a Lebanon. The message that comes out of it is that it takes a long time to build up the confidence with tourists, and if you do that and you do it properly, then you stand a chance of bouncing back quickly when you have negative events. If you haven't and you have negative events, it just switches tourism off completely. You just can't recover.
And finally, last month we told you that a group of BU students had won the IBM University Business Challenge Award. We caught up with the students, lecturers and IBM staff themselves to find out more about this prestigious competition and what they did that was a cut above the rest. Charles Elder reports.
Staff from IBM visited BU in May to join Vice Chancellor John Vinney in presenting the University Business Challenge Trophy and £1,000 to five final year accounting and finance students. The winning team scooped the prestigious award after impressing judges throughout this tough competition. Gwyneth Barker is the Schools and Universities Attraction Manager for IBM Limited.
We've always had a secret fan club of the Bournemouth team because we were so impressed with them at the semi. So when it came to the grand final, we were thrilled to see that they won. The fact they didn't know each other and they worked so well together as a team was one aspect. The other aspect is their presentation skills as well. They were very articulate, they communicated what they wanted very well, and just overall very impressive team.
The IBM University Business Challenge teaches students valuable skills such as commercial awareness, negotiation, decision-making, and presentation skills. Student Jemmy Dorici led the winning team and tells us more about the experience.
We got given a business simulation, and then you had to think about all the different decisions you'd make in day-to-day business, like marketing, pricing, production, customer perception and how good your customer service is. And then based on all those aspects, you made decisions, and those decisions would then give you the final profit, and whoever got the highest profit won. The first simulation, we had to manage a brewery. There was two main products that they produced for four different markets, the premium beer and then wholesale production. You sort of had to run that business and think about how much you produced and how much your selling price was and things like that. The way that we worked together as a team contributed to the overall success. Everyone made a contribution, everyone listened, everyone challenged ideas when they needed to be, and we came to the relevant decisions in good time and worked well under pressure as well.
Jemmy's fellow teammates are Kelly Doyle, Charlie Gazzard, Gary King and Angel Young, all of whom are to be congratulated. The winning team was put together by the business school's Mark Rodolfo, who explains the scale of this achievement.
We've actually entered teams in this competition ever since the beginning, and we've managed to get to the final twice, but we've never actually won it. And of course, it is the leading undergraduate business competition in the UK. So for us to have actually won the competition this year is just an amazing achievement, and I'm really proud of the students. We actually select the students ourselves by taking recommendations from the course leaders and the year tutors. And we're looking for students who are intellectually and academically strong and who are going to work well in a group. And I think that the five students that have won this year really demonstrate that combination of capabilities.
And Mark's advice to future students thinking of entering this competition is have a go, test your strengths and experience some practical work to complement your academic studies. Charles Elder, BU News.
Thanks, Charles, and well done to Gemma and her fellow students. That's all for this month's BU News podcast. It was presented by me, Emma Ray, and produced by Sally Gates. Thanks for listening.